Welcome back to another episode of Surviving Me. Today's episode is a special series episode, and we are finally doing Sagittarius season. Yes, because it is in full effect. Happy birthday to every Sagittarius out there. I love me some Sagittarius. I don't know about y'all, but they ain't do nothing wrong in my book, so y'all all right with me. Before I started this episode, I pulled two cards from my Oracle deck. Messages the universe is sending you. So before I pulled the deck, I asked the question, what is Sagittarius season teaching everyone right now? I pulled two cards just now, like really before I started this video. And honestly, the message wasn't soft in a sense. It wasn't confusing. It was just literally straight up like Sag energy don't sugarcoat. And if you know any Sagittarius, you know that they don't do that. It tells the truth in a way that forces you to grow. And to be honest, I'm here for it, okay? I'm all about growth. That's literally what this podcast is about. Growth. So I'm here for it. And if you're here for it too, let's jump right into what Sagittarius season is teaching all of us. And once again, happy birthday to every single Sag. So jumping right into segment one, which is the first card that was pulled, which is divine timing. The first card said, just because something isn't happening right now doesn't mean it never will. Divine timing is at play. Be patient and trust the process. I know that kind of ties into an episode that we did. I believe that was the Tower episode. And I believe the Tower episode is basically just telling you like to trust the unknown, walk into that curiosity and stuff like that. Basically, that's what Sagittarius season is teaching us as well. So let me tell you, hearing that hit home for me. I don't know if that hit home for anybody else, but it definitely hit home for me because I have no patience for nothing. Like, and that's not even just like with the smallest thing. I'm talking about with anything. I hate waiting for anything. Then I kind of contradict myself because I'm also a person that believe like you have to work hard for what you want. Like nothing is handed to you. I truly believe that. But then I'm also a person believe like, baby, shit be taking too long. Okay, like, let's hurry this up. I'm doing all the work. Where is the results? Like, I'm literally one of them people. And then I'm also one of them people that's just never satisfied. So it's just like, just trust the process, divine timing. So that's what I mean when I say that those two cards spoke to me, even though I am not a Sag. Y'all know I'm not. Shout out to every Virgo, every time. I'm like, no, it's about Sagittarius. We're not talking about the Virgo. That's why those cards hit me. Because sometimes we convince ourselves that a delay means we're failing. And we as a society needs to stop doing that because there is literally no competition. Like, and that's the problem now. That's why there's no unity in a community because everybody's always trying to compete with each other. Why not come together and help each other? Do you not know how far we will go if people come together instead of be against each other? It just never makes sense to me. But hey, I'm just a messenger. We as a society like to think that if we're behind, we're failing, and that's not the case at all. We start spiraling when things aren't moving fast enough. We compare, we question, we doubt. But Sag season is a reminder to zoom out just for a second. This season is teaching me and teaching anyone listening and every Sagittarius that not everything needs to happen right now. Not every blessing is meant to be rushed. And not every answer needs to show up on your timeline. Sagittarius energy wants expansion, but real expansion requires patience. Which, if you're anything like me, I hate that word. People stay trying to tell you, have patience. Things will come when they come. Things will come when they're aligned. I don't be trying to hear that. Patience is for who? We are on borrowed time, okay? I don't have time to be having patience for anything. Let's hurry this up. But no. That's honestly a little just being immature because with maturity, you know that nothing happens overnight. You have to have patience because everything works out when they're supposed to work out, not when you want them to work out. Real expansion requires patience. It requires trust. It requires you to surrender to the unknown, just as the Tower episode said. Be sure to check that episode out. This season, pulling me and anyone else listening out of why isn't this happening and pushing us into what if it's aligning perfectly and I just can't see it yet. Like, instead of asking ourselves, oh my God, like, when is this going to come? When am I going to get this? When is it going to be my time? How about looking at it from a different perspective and looking at it like, maybe it's my time now, and maybe everything is happening the way it's supposed to happen and aligning the way how it's supposed to align, and I'm just not seeing it because I'm so busy focusing on when is it going to happen, when is it going to happen, and you're missing the blessings right in front of your eyes. Yes, is that deep. Jumping into segment two, which is the second card, and that is just all about protecting your energy. I am big with saying I'm protecting my peace right now because I cannot stress to y'all enough how important protecting my peace is in this very moment of time for me, because I never realized how much peace is truly important to me. Like, yes, growing up, I always been a person who can be by themselves and to themselves and loving their alone time and literally having a ball by myself. I always been that type of female. But once I had a kid, I never realized how much me taking that personal time to myself and taking that alone time and taking that quiet time is very essential for my mental health. Like, it's really that deep. I need peace. I feel the most aligned when I am grounded. And in order to be grounded, that has to come with peace. So, yes, that's what the second card is about. And the second card says, love yourself more by saying no to things that feel draining. Saying no when you want to say yes is an act of self-love. Was that a throat punch for anybody else like it was for me? And I'm real big on self-love right now. It's all about pouring into ourselves, loving ourselves, giving ourselves what we want someone else to give us, giving it to ourselves, finding the joy ourselves. Because I'm telling you, when you find joy in yourself, when not needing anything or anyone to bring joy into your life, baby, you winning. You ahead of the ball game, because not a lot of people master that at a young age. I'm only 26, baby, and I'm already mastering that now, because yeah, mama not trying to be 40 and still trying to figure out how to love on myself and find happiness within myself. No, I'm trying to figure that out right now, and so should you. So if that was a throat punch, it's because Sag energy is freedom, and freedom requires boundaries. I know y'all probably gonna get tired of me saying that, like, girl, every episode you talking about boundaries, because boundaries are important, and I don't think y'all realize how many people are walking this earth without them and causing themselves pain and suffering because you don't know how to put up boundaries to protect your own heart and your own peace. It's that deep. I'm gonna keep saying that. So this season is teaching us that peace is not negotiable. Energy is sacred, and no is very powerful. And people pleasing is a form of self-abandonment. When you choose to please other people instead of pleasing yourself, you're neglecting yourself. And I mean, like, who does that? Because if we don't take care of ourselves, who's going to do it? If we don't love on ourselves, who's going to do it? You should never try to please somebody else at the cost of your own suffering and your own pain. Bunk them. Okay? Straight like that. So Sagittarius does not shrink itself to make others comfortable. And you shouldn't either. And I love that about y'all. Shout out to every Sagittarius. And neither should you, and neither should I, neither should nobody take lessons out the Sagittarius handbook, okay? They got it going on. This season is asking us to check where we're pouring into people who wouldn't pour into us back. Where are we stretching ourselves thin for obligations that drain us? Where are we saying yes out of guilt, fear, or habit? And most importantly, where are we betraying ourselves just to keep the peace? That's a deep one. Think about it. So self-love isn't always soft. Sometimes it's saying, I just don't have an enemy today. And that alone is taking care of yourself, because you're recognizing that when your own cup is empty, you can let somebody know, baby, I don't got an enemy today. I'm sorry. I can't, you know, pour into you right now because I need to pour into myself. If you get it, you get it. Jumping into segment three, which is the combined message from both cards. So when these two cards sit next to each other, the message is very loud, and it says, stop forcing, stop pleasing, trust the timing, honor your boundaries. Sagittarius season is pushing us into a chapter where we're not rushing what's meant for us. We're not begging for clarity. We're not holding spaces for people who drain us. And we're not apologizing for protecting our peace. No, we're not. Not anymore. We're stopping it now. This season is clearing the past so your blessings can catch up. But you can't receive anything with hands full of things that don't serve you. Drop them. Literally, even if that's a person, if that's a thing, if that's a place, drop it, okay? Because how are you going to receive your blessings if you're so stuck in the obstacle, the blockage, because it's there. Drop it. Jumping right into the letter to the listeners. Dear listeners, this season is not here to confuse you. It's here to free you. If something feels delayed, it's being aligned. If something feels heavy, it's time to release it. Your no is a boundary, not a betrayal. Your timing is divine, not late. Walk into this season with faith, not fear, and trust that you are exactly where you're supposed to be. Love your higher self. If today's episode resonated with you, share it with someone who might need the same reminder. Share it with a Sagittarius in case they need that reminder as well. And don't forget to subscribe to the Glow Letter on Substack. The link is in the bio. Every time, you know it drops after every episode. You know the vibes. And please leave a rating or a comment. It helps push this podcast to others who need these conversations as well. No matter what page of healing you're on, you're not alone and you're not behind. Keep going through it. Keep growing through it and keep glowing through it because Sagittarius season is clearing your path. Don't block what's trying to bless you. Okay? And I will see y'all next episode.
Battle the silence. I've wrestled the shame. Faced all my demons and called them by name. This ain't for sure. It's deeper. I'm surviving me, not losing sleep.